We've got everybody, okay. You good, Tracy? You're good? Entertained a motion about executive session back into regular session?
I move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
We're now back in regular session. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
Mr. President, we discussed the items that were listed on the agenda, which were land acquisition and pending potential litigation, and there's nothing to report today.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we're now time for our public hearings scheduled this afternoon. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings at this time. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County and its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you are required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there's no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there's more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the Council hearing, Council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, Council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the Commission's recommendations to the Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the Council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the Council and Commission hearings. And the first matter today is conditional use number 2409. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a year-round food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.12 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1, approximately 0.15 mile east of Savannah Road, which is Route 9. The 911 address is 17581 Coastal Highway, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 2.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan and sketch. We have a copy of the confirmation of the lease for the property. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we have a copy of the staff analysis. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of January 24th of this year. And at the meeting of February 7th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 6 reasons stated and subject to the 4 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant here? Would like to speak? Yes, sir. Come on up and give us the reasons why you would like council to approve your application.
There's a button at the bottom there.
Yes. State my address.
The name and address first.
My name's Brian Stewart. My address is 307 Richard Street, Milford, Delaware. Okay. I'm seeking approval to be open year round. I have crabbers in the Delaware Bay that I take care of. I take care of their families through selling the crabs there at the stand, as well as mine. And it would be nice to provide a service to people that come to the beach and sell affordable crabs to them. And that's pretty much just it.
Is crabs all you sell?
We sell crabs. Yeah, that's pretty much all we sell. If it's live, like maybe lobster here and there, if the boats are, you know, catching them. But pretty much just crabs.
Where do you get your crabs from like that, this time of year?
Right now, Outer Banks.
Okay,
yeah. Got a couple crabbers down there. We're driving down tomorrow. And then we mostly deal with Delaware Bay once the boys start going.
Sure.
Mr. President, I was going to ask along those lines, don't you sell shrimp and, you know, occasionally lobster tails?
Yeah. Yeah, like if a customer, like, calls and asks for it, we'll get it for them. So,
well, listen, not to belabor this, but if the council were to approve this, I would think maybe condition one ought to say, instead of crab, say seafood, maybe. I mean, does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
We would like to.
I mean, not that anybody would ever object, but, you know, God forbid if somebody did, then.
Well, now, and maybe I'm reading something wrong. My condition 7A says seafood vendor. Am I reading something wrong?
It's just number one.
I'm sorry, I was reading
it's the reason, number one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because the condition placed on it says limited to a mobile or temporary seafood vendor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right, I'm sorry.
That's fine. So it's all seafood, basically, but I just.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and you're right.
Any other questions?
Anything else or comments from you? Any questions, yeah, of council?
If not, if you have your seat, is there anyone here else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? You can have a seat.
Thank you.
You can have a seat, sure.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check remotely to see if there's anyone that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council to close public record. Ask Mr. Morby to short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a year-round food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.12 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6, with conditions 7A through D.
Pleasure of council.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
I will vote yes, based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission with the conditions.
Mrs. Green?
I'll vote yes, based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson?
I agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendations and reasons, and I'll vote yes.
Wiley?
I also agree with Planning and Zoning. I vote yes.
I also agree with P&Z's recommendations. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, next.
Yes.
Hope to stop by sometime.
Yep. The next matter is conditional use number 2410. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a grocery store to be located on a certain plot of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.23 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Garden Circle within the county seat Garden subdivision. The 911 address is 58 Garden Circle, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 9, Parcel 122.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's elevation plan, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we have received one petition in support containing 15 signatures. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of January 24th of this year. And at the meeting of February 21st of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons stated and subject to the 9 recommended conditions as outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, would the applicant or representative of the applicant come forward, please? And please give us your name and address.
Good afternoon. My first name is Danny, last name is Perez. My address is 320 Northeast Front Street in Milford. I'm the agent for the applicant, CU 2410, Mrs. Nexia Chavez Reedus. She's here with her husband.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions? I did submit some paperwork earlier to the planning committee, zoning and planning earlier to see whether or not you, the commission could probably see the actual layout of the store. And this is a small grocery store to operate 6 days a week. Well, actually 7 days a week. Sundays is just the partial hours, and it's run by husband and wife. A location right there in Gardens, what the gentleman had outlined.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
There is a survey submitted in the record. I can put that on the screen, sir.
And the building that's there now, sir, it looks like there is a larger building there. What's that? What's currently in that building?
Yes, the building is in the rear of the home, or in the rear, and the property, that building used to be a garage where he outfitted it to be the small grocery store.
Sir, is that the plot you were referring to?
Yes, that is the site plan for the location. The property is way up on top to your left, and that is actually where the store is at. On the right, or in the middle, it is the resident, their resident. And there is enough parking right there to the left where the vehicles, so the any persons trying to come into the store or anything do not park anywhere on the main row there, which is a private road, because that's the Garden Circle. Okay. The building in the rear was actually approved for building inspectors came in and approved everything, which is the electrical and all the everything that had to for the power. And they don't plan to do any restaurant. There is no signage, only one sign by the door that says open and close.
Okay. Any questions, Council?
Mr. Whitehouse, is that all? Is there, has a store been operating there now?
Yes. Yes, okay. There is a sewer in the back of that building. Oh, there it is. There's the picture right there. There's, you see it way in the back there on the top.
Okay. Thank you.
If I may, Mr. President, there was an additional question. So the commission's recommendation was based on the applicant speaking to the restrictive covenants for the community, and staff did communicate this to the applicant's team in advance of today's hearing, and the applicant was to speak to that as part of their presentation.
Right, and that's what I intend to. They just handed me late yesterday afternoon, Mr. He's very hard to get a hold of, extremely very hard. It's unfortunately, but it is. So Mr. Rico did authorize that he did sign, and I do have enough copies here with your permission to hand it out, that he did approve. He had no objections to the store being there.
Could I see those, please? Okay, thank you.
That what you were discussing?
So if I may, and Mr. Moore can certainly assist with this discussion, the restrictive covenants for County Seat Gardens contain a restrictive covenant that states that no commercial activity of any type shall be conducted in the residential lots plotted in County Seat Gardens, and that no structures shall be for other than a single family dwelling on each lot unless approved by the grantor, its successors, or its assigns. And the Commission's recommendation was contingent on this being clarified by the applicant's attorney as part of today's hearing. So.
Correct.
What I would prefer to do when we get to the end of the hearing, I would like possibly the record be left open for the specific purpose of looking at this and researching this further to see if this person is someone that has authority to give that grant of approval for the restrictions.
Sure.
As I understand, he is the owner of the whole subdivision, and then he partialed the properties all along that properties to individual buyers, whoever wanted to buy the.
Were any of those lots sold, or are they all rental?
They're sold. There's a few of them are sold exclusively. They're the one that petitions here, the one that I'm representing here, that is completely sold.
Okay. Because one of the issues that brings to mind, if they were sold and they were sold under a restriction that there could be no commercial activity, the owner now has no authority to speak for those that he's already conveyed to or sold to. So I would want to be able to look at that and determine, just because the person was the original, you know, person of the grantor of the lots, he doesn't own all those lots anymore. So I would want to look at that. So, okay.
As my understanding, there is no HOA there.
I understand.
Okay.
Any questions, Council?
So are we suggesting this should be deferred?
At the end, I would, yes, ask that it be deferred, that there would be, after we finish the public hearing, and that the record be left open for information concerning this specific issue. Okay. Did you have anything else to add, sir?
No. Well, just that I just mentioned there, but you already know there is no HOA. So he is the president of the whole subdivision. So, and then I did submit the petition that all the other residents in that area were approving, and that they sign off where they signed their signature and they put their addresses, and that was handed in to about 2 weeks ago to the planning.
Yeah. Okay. We got that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
all right,
sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there the Council or anyone else have any other questions for him as well?
I just want to be clear on, we're asking for a letter of no objection from the grantor who sold the property.
No, this is what has been presented. That's why I want to look at it, because my question is whether or not that person has authority anymore. And that's why my question was, is this a rented subdivision as opposed to fee simple ownership? Because if it's fee simple ownership and lots have been sold, those people bought it with a restriction, no commercial activity. The owner of the original subdivision, which that this goes back a long way, it's older, that person wouldn't necessarily have the right to sign off or amend restrictions.
So there'd be no remedy then in that case?
Well, there is a remedy, but I'm not going to discuss that right here at this time. Okay. That would be something we would, and that's why I want to leave the record open.
Sure.
If when it comes to that point.
I just want to make sure he's clear on what he...
He doesn't know what he has to do yet.
Yes.
I need to look at it to determine. I'm not going to give that on the fly here.
Got it.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone... Yes.
I my apologies to interrupt, Mr. Well, I did ask Mr. Short, who's sitting at the back of the room, to join us. Following the Planning and Zoning Commission, we asked him to join us to translate the public speaking announcements into Spanish. Yes. And if Mr. Short can join us very quickly, just a...
Thank you.
Thank you. And my apologies to interrupt. It's he was kind enough to join us this afternoon from the field, but if you could, into the microphone, just announce the public speaking, if please can.
Yes. Please let them know if anyone would like to speak in favor of this application, please do so.
Give me most of my Spanish is for construction and ordering dinner. what exactly you just want me to tell the public speaking?
Yes.
Basically, if anybody wants to speak in favor of the application.
Yes. Yes.
Habla para la comisión. No?
The gentleman that gave the presentation, do you mind just asking if there's anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application?
You want me to translate for him?
Ask if there's anyone that would like to speak in favor. Well, if they need translation, would you want to do that, sir?
I see.
You don't speak English.
Yeah. Sir, can you come up a minute, please? I assume this gentleman would like to speak in favor.
Yes.
Would you help him translate what he's wanting to say?
Oh, he's out. Yo te voy a traducir.
Sí, yo estoy de acuerdo que esté la tienda ahí porque nos beneficia a nosotros.
He said he's in favor because the store favors the community. It favors him and a lot of his neighbors.
Okay, thank you. Would you ask publicly if there's anyone else that would like to speak?
That was it.
That was it?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your assistance. Thank you. Is there anyone here then that would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Okay, thank you. Is someone coming forward wanting to? No, okay. Is there?
Wait a minute, something's happening.
Yep. Yes. Okay.
Nosotros queremos que esté la tienda.
Hold one second. Sir, could you come?
We need one of you up here interpret.
Somebody's going to have to translate for her. You can't walk down and just sit down and leave her by herself. I mean.
Yeah.
She's in favor. I don't know, but I think you moved on to anybody against, right?
No. That's okay.
We're okay.
She's in favor. Go ahead.
Ya puedo hablar. Ya puedo. Nosotros queremos que esté la tienda porque nos favorece a nosotros, sobre todo que cuando no podemos manejar y ocupamos cosas de ahí de la tienda y podemos agarrar.
Thank you. Yes, if you'll interpret for the record.
She said that all of them in the community are in favor of the store there because quite a few people do not know how to drive. So the store adds convenience. It's right there, and they don't have to go very far.
Okay. Thank you. And, sir, can you just double-check to make sure there's no one else that would like to speak in favor?
I think I was.
Okay.
And
we need her name and address.
If I could take a second of the council. I would like you to meet the lady, the petition.
Sir, the lady who just spoke, we need her name and address. You got it. You'll get it. Okay, thank you.
This is the lady, excuse me. This is the lady that owns the grocery store and her husband. That's Travis Regis.
Okay.
She's 83 years old.
Yes.
Dale tu nombre.
Oh, Nicasia Chavez Reyes para servir a usted.
He's the owner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. I think we have now had everyone that wanted to speak in favor. We're going to get the name and address for the person who spoke a moment ago. We've also asked for those in opposition, and we've also already listened to those online. There was no one. So at this point, we can close the public hearing. I would request, because of a legal issue that's been raised, that the public record remain open and that this matter be deferred for...
But you're going to leave it open for what exactly?
For the purpose of determining the status of the restrictive covenants on the property.
Okay. We will close public hearing, and if council would make the motion to leave the public record open for whatever period of time Mr. Moore needs to find out about the ownership and the
restrictive covenants
on that property.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
The motion carries. So we have deferred that item until Mr. Moore gets back with the answers on the property.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Can you explain that to them, that we've deferred this till he gets the answers he's looking for, and then we'll get back to you or somebody? Mr. Whitehouse will.
Okay, the next matter on the agenda, Mr. President, is change of zone number 1999. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR general residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel of land, Lyingham being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 1.11 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Handy Road, which is Sussex County Route 337, approximately 545 feet northwest of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113. The 911 address is 26614 Handy Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 132.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant survey, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the staff analysis, and a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department's Utility Planning Division. I also note that we've received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of January 24th of this year, and at the meeting of January 24th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the six reasons as outlined in the motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of that meeting, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Roach.
Good afternoon. My name is John Roach. I live at 22184 Melson Road here in Georgetown. And I'm representing Amanda and Horatio Paxter, who are sitting in the audience there. They own the 1.1 acre parcel, which is off of Handy Road, and the portion of that parcel is zoned G1, as was read, and the front portion is C1. And I guess that kind of went with the zoning as it was outlined years ago, back for 113. So they would like to see the parcel rezoned to C1. They have a couple of small businesses that they have along 113, and they're thinking possibly of moving those over, you know, in time. So anyway.
Rezoned to
C2.
Sorry. C2. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Any questions from council? Any questions? Okay, if not, if you'd like to have your seat. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of the application? Anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Yes, come forward, please. And give us your name and address and the reasons.
My name is Virginia Knock. My address is 26602 Handy Road, Millsboro, Delaware. Sure. I have a problem with the store coming there. I know it's going to bring a lot of traffic and stuff in that area. Not only that, I'm having a problem with, because Mr. Ratio has had this property surveyed 2 or 3 times. Every time it's surveyed, they come closer and closer to my yard. This last survey, before they came before you, they had ended up in the middle of my backyard, saying that was their property. When I brought that property in 2003, I had it surveyed. Then the county came in and told me where I could put everything. But where they're saying their property line is in the middle of my drain field. So I have a problem with them trying to put a store there because you're in the middle of my drain field. I mean, the county came in and did just like they did. I had it surveyed. The county came in and set me up. I wanted to go 200 feet back. They said no. I had to go 175 feet back. I wanted a horseshoe driveway. They said I could have the circle, but I couldn't have the horseshoe driveway. So I went through the proper channels, so I don't know where else to turn.
Okay. All right, so thank you. And were there any questions for council of her?
I don't have a problem with Mr. Rishi or anything like that.
Right.
Please
understand. We understand that.
He knows that because we've talked. But I just have a problem that this has occurred. So if you're trying to put a store there, you're going to be in the middle of my backyard.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's yeah. Okay. Thank you for that.
Yes.
That's not going to happen.
Yes. Is
any comments from you? Are you aware of this?
So, not this particular issue, but I would comment that as part of the change of zone, if any development or buildings or structures were to come forward on a rezoned parcel, they would need site plan approval. That site plan approval would come through staff, would go through the Planning and Zoning Commission, right, and would go through the usual review processes. So if there is this particular constraint on the parcel, it's useful to have this information now, but it may affect any future site plan that comes forward. So I'd be interested to learn more separately to the change of zone application.
We're certainly going to allow some of theirs put on her property.
Sure. Correct.
That can't happen.
A change of zone application would not authorize someone to build on someone else's property.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
But certainly outside of it, after this public hearing, I'd like to learn a little bit more about that specific constraint. So,
yeah.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to speak in this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Okay, thank you. At this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter if council desires to close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council to close the public record. Ask Mr. Morby the short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District to a C2 Medium Commercial District for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 1.11 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 6.
Pleasure, Council.
I'm moved to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Riley.
I'm gonna vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, with the understanding that we are simply changing the zoning classification. We are not approving any site improvements or construction, and that would be, your backup, would be planning and zoning in the hearing for the site plan to protect your rights then. But this is simply a change of the map, and so I don't see a way that it would impact you negatively to just simply change the map. So I'm going to vote yes.
Okay, Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
Wish I could throw a caveat in there. I'll vote yes based on the reasons given by Planning and Zoning. I agree with Mr. Riley that got to be sure on the site plan that no one is she's not encroached upon.
I will also vote in favor of P&Z's recommendation, but certainly we will make sure, Mr. Whitehouse will make sure, when the site plan comes forward, that certainly nothing will be on your property. That's we're not going to allow it to happen for sure, but yeah, so make sure you talk with her after the whatever.
Absolutely, ma'am. If you could hang back after the public hearing, so I'd like to learn a little bit more, so thank you.
Motion carried. Mr. Moore, next.
Yes, the last hearing today, Mr. President's change zone number 2000, Mr. Wayham.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and C1 general commercial district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 6.57 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the east side of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13, approximately 0.38 miles south of Beach Highway, which is Route 16. The 911 address is 12847 Sussex Highway, Greenwood, and the tax parcel ID and multiple parcels, District 530, Map 10, Parcel 58.08 and 58.09. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklets, a copy of the applicant's findings of facts, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that there are zero comments submitted into the record. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of January 24th of this year, and at the meeting of January 24th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 7 reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of that meeting is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, the applicant or the representative? Yes, before you speak, Ms. Green, did you have a statement?
Yes, so Edwin Tenefos will be representing the applicant. He is a relative of mine, but he is not the applicant before us. He's just representing the applicant. So the applicant is no relation.
Right.
Friends, but no relations.
And Ms. Green discussed that with me beforehand,
yes.
And there would be no conflict.
So there's not a conflict on my part.
Yes. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Edwin Tenefos. I'm with SiteWorks Engineering. Located at 39 Commerce Street in Harrington. We are working with Budget Holdings LLC for the rezoning of this property. This application, I guess, was to amend the zoning of the two parcels, which are currently zoned C1 in the first 600 feet and then AR1 in the back little portion. There's currently a mini storage building on Parcel 58.08, and in the process of budget, mini storage bought the property next to it and wanted to expand, and then we realized planning and zoning made us aware that a mini storage is not an allowable unit or usage within a C1 zoning, which I don't know if that changed between when the original parcel or when the original parcel was built or not, but irregardless, at this point, we wanted to move forward with a zoning that is allowable so that we could move forward with expanding the mini storage facility. It is surrounded by other commercial usage. There is one residential usage in the or residential unit in the back, which actually was just recently purchased by Budget Holdings also. There really would be no negative impact to the surrounding community as this is an appropriate use for this parcel, and would not create a negative impact to those around, and in fact would continue to serve the surrounding area, so with that being said, that's all I had. Okay. Is there any additional questions?
Any questions from council? If not, you can have your seat. Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, is there anyone? I started out opposition. Anyone in favor that would like to speak? Anyone in favor? I've already covered the opposition. So, operator, is there anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council decides, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, we'll close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 6.57 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1-7.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning commission.
Hudson.
I agree with planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Riley.
I also agree with planning and zoning, I vote yes.
I agree with PNZ, I also vote yes. Motion carried. Entertain motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.